Okay, so today's daf is Kuf Lamed Ches. We are on Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, basically by the new parak. We did the Mishnah. Let's review the Mishnah quickly, and have some ground to cover, so we've got to get going. So Rabbi Lezer Omer. Rabbi Lezer says, Tolin es ha-mishmeres b'yantem. You can put this sort of sieve or thing covering over strainer over the dregs on yantif to pour in. Then right, you can put it on yantif. Then nosnin. V'nosnin l'tluya b'Shabbos. You can pour through it on Shabbos. V'chamim omrim ein tolim es ha-mishmeres b'yantif. You may not put it on yantif. Ein nosnin l'tluya b'Shabbos. You can't pour through it on Shabbos. V'al nosnin l'tluya b'yantif. You can pour through it on yantif. Okay. Hashta. The Gemara says, and ask on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're putting this strainer on this barrel. So they're assuming, the Gemara is assuming that putting the strainer on this barrel creates an oel arai. That's what the Gemara's assumption is. So the Gemara says, Hashta, Rabbi Lezer, Asufei Oel Arai Lo Masufinon, Lemebe L'Chachila Shari. We know previously that Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that you can't even add on to a Oel Arai. Right? There's a Machlokas, we'll see in a moment. But you can't, he says you can't even add on to an Oel Arai. So how is he allowing you now to actually create an Oel Arai to begin with? So Mahi, where do we know that Rabbi Lezer says that you cannot add on to an Oel Arai? Again, the Malacha D'Oraisa is to make an Oel, which is a full tent. I guess it's an idea of Bona. There's an idea of Oel Arai, that's sort of a temporary tent with different rules of what rule is, what is permanent, what is temporary, which we'll see today. So Rabbi Lezer says you can't, Chachamim says you can add to an existing Oel Arai. So Rabbi Lezer says you can't add to an existing Oel Arai. Where is that? So like last week, Mahi, Detran, we had a Mishnah, Kaka Chalon, you had those window shutters. Right, you had those window shutters, can you put them on Shabbos or Yom Tov? So Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Bizman Shekashor Vitaloy, poking bow. The only time you take them on and off is if they are tied to and are hanging from, they're not resting on the ground, they're hanging from the window. Then you can take them on and off because it says if they are masukan va'omi, as if they're already standing there, they're already built in. Imla, but if they're not tied, or even if they're tied but they're dragging on the ground, in poking bow. You cannot put them into the window because it could be mosif al oel. You're adding on to the oel. But chamim omrin benkachu benkach poking bow. They said that in either case, whether it's tied or taloi, or even if it's not tied but taloi, you can put them into the window. But Rabbi Baruch Hanan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan explains this machlokas. Hakol, meaning both Rabbi Lazar and the chamim agree, their modim, she'ein osim oel arai batchila, that initially you cannot create an oel arai. For example, you can't spread out some sort of net over four pegs or something like that. You can't spread it out, right? B'yantov, you can't do that on yantov. Ain't sarcholom b'shabbos. Of course, you can't do a shot on Shabbos. V'lo nechaku el lahosif. The machlokus is just if you have an existing oel arai, like example, you had this net spread out over the pegs on Erev Shabbos. It's not completely spread out. Can you then like pull it? You know, can you pull a shlap? You know, further down. Can you pull it further over? So Rabbi Lezer Omer ain't mosif from b'yantov. He says you cannot add to it on. You can't pull it over on Yom Tov, and on Ein Tzarech Lomer Shabbos, of course you can't do it on Shabbos. V'chachamim say, Mosif M'Shabbos, you can even do it on Shabbos, but you can't do it on Yom Tov. So now, so the same thing with this Kaka Chalon, I assume that if it's already there, if it's not tied, and if it's resting on the ground, so it says if it's not on, and it's, you're putting it on, you're adding to the oel, I guess, of the window, so therefore, Rabbi Lezer says you're not allowed to do that. So he says you're not allowed to add to an oel arai. As he say here, you can put the strainer on the barrel. It's creating an oel arai. So the Gemara says, right, so that's what Rabbi Lezer says. You can do that on Yontif. So Rabbi Lezer Savala Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lezer says, I have a different, I have an overarching principle that will override the issue over here. Hold it, Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya ain't ben Yom Tov el ochel nefesh bovad. Tanakama says that the only distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov is ochel nefesh is food preparation on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshiri ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda is going to permit even things that are preparatory to prepare the kalim that are used for ochel nefesh. So here too, you're preparing the kli, which is putting the strainer over the barrel to strain out the wine or whatever you're using to strain that out on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, there's no he says there's no problem with Borer because it's you don't do Borer on Shabbos on Yom Tov for Ochel Nefesh. So he says that's the issue. There's no problem. Yeah, you're right. You're adding to an Ochel Rai, and I don't disagree with that. But here it's Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov I'm allowed to do Machshiri Ochel Nefesh, and therefore it's permitted to do this. So the Gemara says, Amor de Shamino Lila Rabbi Yehuda b'Machshiri Mishiir Shalosos Yom Tov. I mean Erev Yom Tov. When did Rabbi Yehuda? You hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda only permits you to do machshirei ochel nefesh, to do things to prepare for the ochel nefesh. That is only if it was impossible, it wasn't available to do so on Erev Yontif. If you could have done it on Erev Yontif, you should have. But machshir m'she'efsar lasosam Erev Yontif mishamislei, does Rabbi Yehuda allow that? Can't. So how do you tell me Rabbi Lezer is allowing you to put, this is machshirei ochel nefesh, that could have been done in Erev Yontif. So he's holding Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore he's doing it on Yontif? That doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, did Rabbi Lezer adifa mi Rabbi Yehuda? What ends up being is that Rabbi Lezer is within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but he's even more makel than Rabbi Yehuda. He goes one step further. Meaning he agrees, everyone agrees ochel nefesh on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says machshir on Yontif. Rabbi Yehuda says machshir ochel nefesh on Yontif. And Rabbi Lezer says even machshir ochel nefesh that could have been done on Erev Yontif can be done on Shabbos. He takes one step further. Tosfos just asks, but I mean, if he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda, bottom Tosa says Tamul Rabbi Lezer Tikshilei Hanu Krod Darshin Perik Kama the Megillah. There's a whole slew of psukim that Rabbi Yehuda has to prove that you can't do Machshiri Ochel Nefesh that are done that could have been done on Erev Yontif. So what does Rabbi Lezer do with all those psukim? So at the end, Tosa says second to last line Kishar Luhacha Hani Milu Ol Arai the Inu Elamid Rabbanon. He's right. He doesn't agree with that, but he's allowed to make this Ol Arai. It's machshirei ochel nefesh that could have been done Erev Yontif, but it's only a malacha de rabbanon. So therefore, that would allow you. So he's not as extreme as we said to begin with. Tosfos pulls it back a little bit. The only machshirei ochel nefesh that could have been done on Erev Yontif that Rabbi and allow you to do on Yontif that Rabbi Lezer is allowing you to do on Yontif are only those things that are the rabbanons. So that he pulls it back just a little bit. So there's different. We've got to figure out what the rules are. But this isn't all right. It's not all. This is not all kavua. Of course, that's a malacha d'oraisa. Yeah. Chacham said what? They said that you cannot put this thing on this restrainer on Yontif, and of course not on Shabbos. So the Gemara is not going to say ivay luhu, tala mai. What if you put the strainer on this? You put the strainer on the barrel on Shabbos or Yontif. My, what's the din? Did you violate an Issa D'oraisa on your Chayv Chatos, or maybe it's only an Issa D'rabbanan? So Amar Rav Yosef, says, Tala Chayv Chatos. He says, not. You put it on. Rav Yosef says, you put it on your Chayv Chatos. It's going to your point. So your Chayv Chatos, and that's the D'oraisa. So Amar Abaye, so Abaye then asks on Rav Yosef, Elamayata, according to what you're saying, that putting the strainer on is in Melacha D'oraisa, what about the following case, which is basically a pot on a peg, it seems to be. Tala kuza besiksa. You put this small kuza, small kli, it's like a pot, over pegs. So therefore you're creating a space underneath. Hachanami de mechayev. Is that also that you're going to be chayev? I guess over here, it's clear that they're not chayev because that's an ol arai. That's not a chayev with the arai. So that's going to be taken on, taken off. Right? So Rashi says, Hachanami mai chiyuv ikab ol arai. Binyan gomer lo ha, the yimidur banu din mitzar. It's not a binyan, it's just something that's temporary. So El Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, no, the reason why you put the, what you chaya for is if you put the strainer on, El Amar Abaye, midur banu, he eats an asadur banan, so yasa kederak shu osa b'chol. Seems to be, he says that you're not allowed to do that, but because it's like, Rashi says, because it's uvdun d'chol. What is defined as uvdun d'chol is very difficult. Sometimes the Gemara says it is uvdun d'chol, sometimes it's not uvdun d'chol. Some sort of catch-all sometimes that is used to tell people not to do things. But Murray here says that this is clearly an uvda d'chol.
But that's not chayv chatos.
That's not?
Chayv chatos.
No, it's only the Rabbanan. Right. And only the Rabbanan. You're not allowed to do it. It's not chayv chatos. Right. Right, so that's what he says, it's uvda d'chol. Okay, next. Gemara says, Menakit Abaye Chumri Masnisa Vitani. Rabbi Abaye grabbed together a few psukim, and he put them together in one. And basically, he's going to have three stages, which we know we have Ol Kavua, which is Asa D'oraisa. On the other extreme, we have something that's completely putter, something that's going to be taken on. Well, it's not even temporary going to be there. It's made to take off and on. And then you have this in-between stage of Ol Arai, which are going to be putter of Al Asa. So Abaye, Menaket Abaye Chumri Masnisa Vatani. He says, Agud, v'hamishmeres, kila, v'kisei galin, all those, lo yaseh, you can't make those on Shabbos, v'masa patr v'lasar. If you did do those, it's patr v'lasar. So the good is some sort of flask, it seems to be a real Rashi. Rashi says, good who or shall behema tafur, it's some stitched leather, upiv rachav ma'od, and it's wide, but over drachim malam and also yain ochala b'machem shetokim, you fill it up, and they put it on these pegs by their tents, v'shotim also upiv matuach agav yisedos, basically would spread it out so the wind, sort of some ancient refrigeration tactic, that the wind would blow through to keep the contents cool. What you were doing is you're spreading it out, so you're making a temporary ol, I guess, what's underneath it. So therefore, you shouldn't do that. Then he says this mishmeres, which is what we just discussed. What? We did the mishmeres, what we discussed, which is the restrainer, the kila. Rashi says, what's the kila? He says sheyish begaga tefach. So he says what you have is this. It seems to be just like these like a canopy. You would put these sheets over the bed, and it would drop down a little bit. You know, and so you have to drop down a little bit that you can't do. And the kisei gullin. These are the chairs from the place called Gullin that they were made out of different parts. Rashi says that the Kisei Gullin has to do with Bona, with the putting them in and out. Tosfos says, no, it's all about Ola Rai. But all these things, Lo Yasav Yimasa Pata Velasar. But Ola Keva, to make a full status, a full Ol, that's Lo Yasav, you can't do Vimasa Chai Chatas. If you did that, then you are Chai Chatas. Aval Mita, the Kisei Traskal, the Asla, right, mutol and totem b'tchila, that you can put together on their stands, even l'chatchila on Shabbos, that's not a problem. What are those things? So mita is a bed, right? I get the bed is, it's what does Rashi say? The mita shalanu, hamichuberes v'omdos. It's already made bed. Im haisa zekufa, well, muta al tzidav, it's on its side. Mutol and totem b'tchila ragle, you can put it down back onto its legs. V'yafagav the hashta of it all shari, you have to do it, that's not your intent, I guess. All you're doing is just to sit on it. You have to figure out the distinctions between all of them. Okay, that's the mita. The kisei traskal, Rashi says, is kach shemo. It's sort of like a folding chair. Right, it's a folding chair that you open and close. You think about the things that you send your kids to camp with, those things that open and close, those folding chairs. The asla is also some sort of chair, but it's a chair that has a hole in the middle of it for use to go to the bathroom. They're using it as some sort of portable, like a portable potty to go to use. That's something that you can use. Right, Rashi says, "Aslo ke'en kisei traskal al or ha'porish alav nokul lebeis hakisei mutol and tosel lechila da aviv v'kai." I think the idea is these things are made to open and close. They're made to open and close. So part of this over here goes into the issue of umbrellas, like to open and close. What's the difference between the chair and the umbrellas? So this is the starting point for the whole things of the umbrellas, or in the tshuvas, the parasol. It's called in the tshuvas. This is the starting point, right? So they have to be. You have to. There's shilas about that. Most people say that it is okay because it's only mostly called ol orai, but there's a shilas about that. You have to ask your local competent Orthodox halachic sages. Fine. The Mishnah then said, "Ein nostim." Right? You can't put the ein nostim lekluya b'shabbos. The Chachamim said that you can't pour. If you had the restrainer over the barrel, you can't pour it through on Shabbos. So you're separating. You figure out what it is. So you buy lehu shimer. If you did it, my what's the halacha? Amar of Kahana shimer. If you did this on Shabbos, you chayv chatas. You would be chayv chatas because you do some sort of separating. You left the wine goes through, and you use the restrainer, and the shimer yain stay on top. So maski from sheishes mikin midi. So the Gemara says right. So he says shimer is chayv chatas. Right. So that's what Rav Kahana says. Masif of Sheshes, Mikimidi, the Rabbanon, Michavi Chatis, or Lord of Shavuot Chapila. If that's the case, if kind of you're correct, that they say that you're Chayiv Chatis, well, the Mishnah had two Shitas. It had Chachamim say you're not allowed to do it, and Rabbanon says you are allowed to do that. So according to what you're saying, Chachamim say you're not allowed to do it, Chayiv Chatis, or Rabbanon says it's Mutal Chapila. They go. To put it through? But, yeah, here's on Yontif, right? He says, well, nostin l'tluy b'yontif. That's what Rabbi Lezer says. Rabbi Lezer omer tolms m'sharot b'yontif v'nostin l'tluy b'shabbos. You can even put it through. Chachamim omer ein tolms m'sharot b'yontif v'ein nostin l'tluy b'shabbos. Aval nostin l'tluy b'yontif. If you had to do it on Yontif, no one argues because that's Olchal Nefesh. Machlokas is on Shabbos. So the Gemara doesn't like to have two extremes. The Gemara likes everyone to be one step away. Right? One's going to say it's Aser, the other one's going to say it's Patra Aval Aser. One's going to say it's Patra Aval Aser, one's going to say it's Mutter. But to have someone say Chayiv Chatas and someone say Yimutter, Gemara feels that that's not tenable. Doesn't like it to be so far apart. That's what the Gemara says. Maskech Rav Sheshes, Mika Midi, do we have that there are Banu Mechayiv Chatas, but if we love a Shavar Lekachila, Gemara says, Maskech Lo Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, why not? Alam Alo, why not? I'll give you the following case. We have the case by going out to Rosh Hasharabim with the piece of jewelry, the adornment called the Irshel Zav, which was like this tiara, which had the picture of Yerushalayim on it. Right? Alam Alo, Hare Irshel Zav, right? The Rebbe Meir Mechayiv Chatas. Rebbe Lezer says, if the woman wears it out, she's Chayiv Chatas. Rebbe Lezer Shavar Lekachila. And Rebbe Lezer says, it's Mutter. So they also see them both extremes. So the Gemara says, no, Mai, there it's different. Because there we have a three-way machlokas. So you have a three-way machlokas, you have this middle guy. So you have the two extremes, we have something in the middle, so each one is talking about the extremes, can be referencing the person in the middle, as opposed to referencing the extremes. So he says, Mahis, what's the case of the Irshel Zav, the Tanya, the following Brisa, Lo Seitze Isha, the Irshel Zav, the Im Yotza, Chayiv Chatas, we say it's a burden, you're not allowed to bring it out on Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim Omrim Lo Seitze, she shouldn't go out. If she did, she's Pater of Alasa, Lo Seitze, the Im Yotza Patura. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yotze Isha, the Irshel Zav, the Chatlila. So you see that you have extremes on the Shitos. So Amalei Abai says, Bat Rav Yosef, Misav Rabbi Lezer, Abdur Rabbi Meir Kai, when Rabbi Lezer says that she's allowed to go to Chatlila, who says that he's referring back to Rabbi Meir, maybe the Amar Chayiv Chatas, Ad Rabbanan Kai. He's referring back to the Chachamim, the Amri Patav Al Aser, the Amar Luhu Iyu Mutul Chatlila, who says, the Mishnah may have gathered them all together, but maybe when they're having the discussions, the extreme Shita was only referencing the middle Shita, not the other extreme Shita. So therefore, it's not a difference. Tosos doesn't like this. Tosos Misavras, he says, Lo Yada Rebbe Mat Kamashani. I don't understand what the answer is here. Sof Kol Sof, I have two extreme Shitas. Right, I have a Shita from one end, a Shita to the other end. Okay, I thought the answer might be, is that what all this Mishnah did was gather the Shitas together. When they were discussing it, maybe they were discussing it one to the other. But he says it's a right, so therefore I guess he's going to say that he's not chayiv chatas. Bottom line is that's not similar to our case where Rabbi Lezer is chulik directly with the chachamim. He says it's mutter and they say it's chayiv chatas, but then they just leave it as a kasha. Okay. The Gemara then says, "Mishum mai masrinim bay." Okay, so when a person is pouring he's about to do this malacha and he's pouring the wine over the strainer. What warning do we give him? You have to give something asra. What warning do we give him? I mean, what malacha is he violating? No, why? For chatas too. I don't know. Whatever it is. So he says, what warning do we have to give him? Meaning, what av is he violating? What's his the problem is, you have to warn the person about the av malacha. That seems to be against what we said. Two things. We saw once, what's the problem here? It's going to be separating. We saw earlier on, it said, Hanu Bored, Harmi Rocket, Harmi Zora. They're all the same thing. That's number one. Number two, there's a Tosos on Daf Ayin Gimel that says, you don't have to warn about the av. You just have to warn about the particular thing that you're doing is usher. Don't do this because you're going to be chayiv chatas. You know, so maybe what's going on. So Tosis there says that what the warning, you have to learn it the opposite way. What warning would be the wrong warning that would not be considered a valid warning? If you tell somebody, oh, you're cooking, don't cook, you're going to be violate Koresh. So look like you're a fool. So here the same thing. If you gave the wrong warning, that would now uproot the warnings. Basically, the question is, really, I think the question is what av malachas? It's just a way for the est. So, Rabba Amar Mishum Borer, it's Borer, because you are separating. You're separating the good from the bad. Rab Zera Amar Mishum Mirakin, it's sifting. It's basically the same thing. So, Amar Rabba says, Kvasi Didi Mistabro. My Shita makes more sense than to say it's Borer. Mar Darker Shel Borer, Notil Ochel Maniach Psolis. But Borer, typically you take the good and you take the good and you leave the psolis. So to hear, Hachanami, notas ochel, the ochel leaves, which is the wine going through, umeiniach as a psolis, and you're leaving the psolis over. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Kvasi Didimis Dabra, no, I make more sense, my doctor shall Merakid, it's more like Merakid, because Merakid, psolis milamala, the ochel is milamata. The psolis is left over on top, you sift, because when you sift, The garbage stays on top, and the good stuff, the finer stuff, goes through. So to here, afachanami, solos mumala va ochel mumata. Okay. Tani Rabbi Yecheskel, he says, now we're going back to the din of Ol Arai. So Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, a lot of this has to do with just the metzias of what things are. We have to figure those out. Talis kfula lo yase vim asa potter, aval asar, but v'haya karach ala chut mashicha, murtel and tosel lechatchila. So basically what it seems to be having here is you have a talis kfula lo yase. It seems to be spreading a cloak on four pegs. So you want to lie down underneath it and protect you from the shade. So you have the four pegs, put the cloak on top. So it's already made. It's not that, but you have to figure it out. All these are shilas, have to be figured out. Look at the halachas farm, right? We have another and a half to go. So talis kfula lo yasev v'im asa pater v'alasa. So what's the case? We have this thing, but if it was karuch aleh chutu meshicha, which seems to be that if it was a little, basically, say if it was a little spread out to begin with, then you're allowed to pull it all the way. That's the shilas with the shlocks on sukkahs. Can you pull them out? So, or the baby carriages that are a little open. The idea being is that if it's a little spread out to begin with, then you can finish the spreading it out over on Shabbos. But to do it with Chathila, to start spreading it out to begin with from the outset, that's not allowed. Patra bal asar, again, if it's partially hung, then that would be okay. Boy mini Rav Kahana me Rav. So Rav Kahana asks Rav. So this is very cryptic, so he's just going to read it, and then we'll explain it. So kila, which is a canopy, mahu. What's it doing with the kila? Amrlei, kila af mita asur, even the bed is asur. Then he says mita mahu. What's it doing with the bed? Amrlei af kila muteris, even the canopy is muter. Kilo mita mahu, the canopy and the bed. What's the din? Amrlei kila asura mita muteris. So basically, it's like a triple steer. What's going on here? So velo kasha, there's no problem here. Hadik amr, that which Rav said af mita asura, that the mita is asur. That is talking about Kidikarminoi. That's the mita of Kidikarminoi that they used to pick. There's a name. It's a province, I guess, in Persia. That's what they would make. Their beds were made out of these. I guess you have to put it together. These sectional beds. So you had to tighten them together to put them together. That you're not allowed to do. I guess that's binyan. You can't put that together. Bahadik Amrli Afkila Muteris. When do we say that the canopy is mutter? That's Kidir Rami Bar Yecheskel. That's what Rami Bar Yecheskel just said. Right, we just said a moment ago that the canopy is allowed. If it's already partially extended, then you can fully extend it on Shabbos. And where do we say that Kila Asura and Mita Muteris, that the canopy is Asur, but the bed is Mutter? That's Kididon. That's like ours. What does that mean, the Kididon? That's like that we have it. Rashi says, Mita Shaisa Zikufa V'himosheva Raglah, just turning the bed that was sideways, putting it right side up. And like a regular canopy that wasn't spread out beforehand, that you cannot do. So the bed would be mutter, the kilo is usher, and the bed would be mutter. Amar Rav Yosef says, Chazina luhu lekile dirbe Rav Huna. We saw the canopies that were over the beds in the house of Rav Huna. Demeorta nagidu, that on Friday night they were spread out over. Umitzafra chavita ramya, and in the morning they were on the floor. I guess that you let them. Seems that you, since they were allowed to pull it over on Shabbos, they were allowed to take it off on Shabbos, I guess. That seems to be. Amar Rav Mishum Rav Chia, Vilon. So a Vilon is sort of like a vertical partition, like a mechitza, so to speak. Mutter lintoso, you're allowed to put it out on Shabbos. Umutter leporko, you're allowed to take it down on Shabbos. Rashi explains why. He says, Mutter lintoso, she'in oel elamisha osra ke'in gag. Because there's no roof. And Ol is only something going to Rashi. Machlok is Rashi Tosos going to Rashi. Rashi says there's no roof. So just putting this vertical partition, it's not a problem. There's no Ol because there's nothing on top. The Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shmuel says, Kilas Chasonim, the canopy of the groom, Mutter Lintoso or Mutter Leporko. You let it put it up and you let it put it down. Now the canopy of the groom, you have to remember what it was. You had the bed and it didn't really have a roof. It came to a point on top. It was like, and then start down. So again, there's no roof. Rashi says, the low dam of shark klios, why? Shashar klios prusas agabe kinuf, she dali raglayim, vishla gag dali oil. It's on four pegs, and then it has a roof. That's what most of them are. About shachasanim agabe niklatim sheinim el shnayim, emtsaos hamita, vikana nosan aleim, vabeg nosan love and nofal akan lakam, ein lagag tefa. Basically, drops down on angles. So it drops it on an angle, it's not creating a roof, it's coming to a point in the middle. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Breder of Idi, Lo Amar, and Elon She'in Begag HaTefach. The only time it says Mutter is if it doesn't have, at the point where it meets at the top, it's not Tefach Y. It has to really be thin. Aval begaga tefach asur, but if it is the tefach wide on top, then it's going to be usur. And even more so, v'chi ein begaga tefach nami, and even if it doesn't have a tefach on the roof, it, on the top itself, lo amaron she'ein pupachos mishlosha somach begaga tefach. It can't have a tefach within three tvachim to the top. Meaning if it's like this over here, but then wide and it's within three tvachim to the top, that's also going to be a problem as being a roof. A roof. Aval yesh pupachos mishlosha somach begaga tefach, usur. But if it does have the three tvachim, it does have a tefach of width within three tvachim of the top, then that's going to be a problem. The next one we're going to take out, A, I didn't understand it, B, the groin most people take out, so we're going to skip the lo amaron number three, and go to the lo amaron number four, the lo amaron el de lo nachas mipurir tefach. Aval nachas mipurir tefach, usur. We also said it's only mutter, is if it doesn't drop over the sides of the beds, a tefach. But if the canopy drops over the sides of the beds of a tefach, then you also have a problem making an OL over the bed. So then that's a real problem as well. So that's the three things with the Kilas Chasanim. Okay. Now comes the Shaila about hats. The Olam is Mako when it comes to hats. But there was a Shaila to begin with the brims of the hats. Because the brims of the hats could be too according to here, could be too, might be too wide. Rabbi Leibowitz told the story once. I said that his brother, Rabbi Leibowitz, married Rav Tendler's daughter. So they came to the Ufruf on Shabbos, so Rav Tendler was put up by someone's house, and the guy opened the door Erev Shabbos, and Rav Tendler's first words are, "You're not walking outside with that on Shabbos." So the guy said it was an Erev. But still, because the brim of the hat was too big. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Breder of Edi, Hai Siyana. So this is a felt hat. It's shari. You're mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Itmar siyana aser," but we said that this felt hat is aser to go out on Shabbos. So kasha, there's no kasha, no stira. Ha, that which we said that it's aser to go out with it on Shabbos. This be tefach, where the brim has a tefach. So therefore, it's I guess underneath it, you're making an ol arai. But ha, that which Rav Sheshi said that it's mutter is the less be tefach. It doesn't have the tefach. So the Gemara says, if that's the distinction, elamayata according to this, shirbe beglima tefach hachinami demachayim. Seems to be if you have your talus or something, some sort of cloak, and you put it over your head, and it extends beyond your head, or over a tefach, well then, hachinami b'mechayev. We're going back to a simple, the eruv makes no difference. If it's an all right, eruv wouldn't make a difference. But if the brim is too wide. But this case would also be usher then, if you're, and I guess the assumption is that it's not usher, assuming that they know that it's not usher. So the Gemara says, so there's a machlok is here, but what the word here, is Ella here? Or Ella not here. If Ella is here, then we're going back to explain the stira about the felt hats. And we're going to give a different answer for that. If the word Ella is not here, it's not going back to the felt hats, it's going to explain the difference between felt hats and the talus over your head. But we're going to read, we have the Girsa Ella. So Gemara says, Ella, what's the difference between the hats that are usher and the hats that are mutter? Lokasha hadim hadik, hadulom hadik. It depends whether it's fastened on the head. So if it's fastened on the head, most likely the wind will not blow it off. If it's fastened on the head, therefore you don't have a problem. Basically, you're leaving the world of Ohel Arai, and you're having an issue. The issue is concerned that you're going to pick it up in the street if it blows off your head. And if it's not fastened, if that's on strong, it would be usher. If it is on pretty strong, it would be mutter. Most of the hats that are put on, they fit. So they're not, a typical wind is not necessarily going to blow it away. Ruach She'en Mitzuya might blow. All right. I don't know. Did they wear yarmulkes at this time?
Was it?
I don't know. Were they wearing yarmulkes at this time? According to this, you have to be careful. According to that answer. Yeah, that's a different answer. Tosef brings Rabbi Elchanan and says, no, that it doesn't have, it's still staying within the idea of OL. It doesn't have to do with the hats blowing on or hats blowing off. It has to do whether it has a hard rim or a soft rim. It's a heart, one's mutter, one's asar, and machlokas is which way is which, but it stays within the world, Tosos keeps it within the world of Ohel Arai, as opposed to Rashi, who's bringing it out to the world of Shemi Yavirenu.
What's the issue? Is it creating an Ohel, or just wearing an Ohel?
Like, creating an Ohel, you put it on your hat.
The problem is not the part, not
a yarmulke,
but the problem
no, he's, the brim, if we're talking about Ohel, the problem is the brim making the Ohel. Tosos gave the answer that it's nothing to do with, I mean, Rashi's answer with the Ella, it has nothing to do with OL. He leaves the world of OL and goes whether or not it's fastened tightly or not. So maybe it's a source of wearing a bobby pin. I don't know. But to be careful, yeah. There's like I agree with you. people walking the street with the wind, they won't wear their gloves on Shabbos or Yontif because you're afraid you're going to take it off. Maybe Shimmy Abraham Dal Amos was Rabim. The Yarmulke also, maybe something you have to be careful about. Don't know. Ask your Shaila. Shalom Klei Rav Yecheskel the Rav Huna. Sarami Bar Yecheskel says to Rav Huna, I remember you said these three amazing things. So Emolon, tell us easy. He called him easy, which is my Rei, my Ahot, who praises him. Tell me, Hanech Milim Alisha Damar Talon, tell me those amazing words that you said, Mishmei the Rav, the name of Rav, Tarte B'Shabbos Echad B'Torah. Two of them you said about Hilchos Shabbos, and one of them you said B'Gabe Torah. So the first one is Shalach Lei. So Rav Huna says back to Rabbi Cheskel, the halacha we've shown, the first halacha that Rav says is, Hai D'Tanya, good B'Kisna Mutl and Tosa B'Shabbos, Amarav Oshano Ela B'Shnei B'Nei Adam, Ababa Adam Echad Aser. So you had this good, again, I think it's the flask again, that they're spreading out, you're hanging this leather bag by the straps, out on Shabbos, over on Shabbos. So the Tanna Kama said that you're allowed to spread it out on Shabbos, because I guess it says it's not going to become made tight. And Rav says, Lo Shono El Shnei Bnei Adam. It's only two people who put them on different separate pegs. They're permitted to do it, because it's not going to be pulled tight. But Adam Echad Aser. Well, one person who would do it, he's going to pull it too tight, and I guess if he pulls it too tight, it's going to be some sort of, oh well, I'm not sure what the Mitzvah says. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Vikila and a canopy, Afilo is Sarab Bnei Adam Aser. Even 10 people pulling it, it's not going to be mutter. It's going to be Aser because she'ef shar delo mimtecha porta. They're all going to pull it tight together. This thing is made by definition to pull tight. It's not going to sag. It's not going to anything like that. So therefore, it's going to be, I guess, an oil. Okay, so what's the next thing that he asked Rav to tell him? Idach Maihi. He says, the Tanya of the following Brisa, the Kira. I don't know if this is actually like the typical Kira. It seems to be more like a, what has he translated here? A pot? Or a metal pot? He says straight oven?
Yeah.
Because Rashi doesn't, who does he quote for that? Because it seems to be something, okay. He says this oven that's made out of, it has four legs. That's why I don't think it's like an oven. The Kira didn't have, okay. The oven that has four legs. Shenishmita, what?
A freestanding oven.
Okay. Shenishmita achas miyarkuseha. So one of its legs broke off. Mutil etalkal. He still let him move it on Shabbos. Because you're not concerned that you're going to put the third leg in, because it can still stand on three legs. So you're not going to be concerned. But shtayim, if two legs broke off, then usur, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. But since it can't stand, you should be choshesh that you're going to stick the legs back in, and you're going to fix it. And Rav argues, amar filu chadnami, even if one leg fell off, you can't put it back in. Usur, gzera shema yiska. Because if it's gzera, then you might put it back in, and you'd be violated bona. That's the two amazing things that Rav said about Hilchos Shabbos.
What are you moving?
Yeah, you're moving the pot itself. That's why I don't think it's an oven. I think it's a pot. Okay. So, all right. He said, okay. Okay. So now, that was the two things he said about Shabbos. What do you say about Torah? So Torah, what's the Torah? The Amar Rav. Rav says, I see the Torah shetistachach miYisrael. In the future, is going to become a time where Torah is going to be forgotten from in Israel. Shneamar, the pasuk says, v'hiflo Hashem es makoscha. That is, Rashi says, the Gemara says, Hafla zo eno deyamahu. I don't know what that is. Hafla, he's going to give you this makkah. He's going to give you this terrible thing. What is that? Because you all remember. Then where he says in Yeshaya, Lachin hinini Yosef lafli es ha'am hazeh, Hafla v'fela, havi omer hafla zo Torah. So hafla is going to somehow is Torah, and it's going to be a makkah. You're going to forget the Torah. So Tana Rabbanon, so they bring a brisa regarding this. Kishanichasu rabosein lekerem biyavne. When they came to Kerem biyavne, they said, "Atzila Torah shishtachem Yisrael." In the future, Torah is going to be forgotten from Israel. Shneimar, the pasuk says at the end of Amos, "Hinei yamin ba'im nu Hashem lekim." Days are coming. Vishlachti rav aretz. I'm going to send a famine in the land. Lo rav alechem, not a famine for bread. Lo tzum lamayim, not a thirst for water. Ki im l'shmo es divrei Hashem. It's a famine to hear the words of Hashem. People didn't know the words of Hashem. Uksiv. It says also, "V'na'u mayim ad yam." They're going to go from Na'um miyam ad yam, from sea to sea, umitzafon v'amizrach, from north to east, yishot to levakeshes Dvar Hashem v'loyim so'o. They're going to go searching Dvar Hashem, they're not going to find it. So what's Dvar Hashem? Dvar Hashem zo halacha, they're not going to find halacha. Dvar Hashem zo zakeitz, they're not going to even know when Mashiach is coming. Dvar Hashem zo nevua, they're not going to have any nevua. They're going to forget. So umay yishot to levakeshes Dvar Hashem, what does it mean that they're going to go searching for the Dvar Hashem, searching for halacha, they're not going to be able to know it? So Gemara says, I see that in the future, Isha Shatito Kikar Shal Truma, a woman's going to take a loaf of Truma, and she's going to be suffic if it becomes Tamei or not. If it talks about the Knesset, what the Medrashas, Leida, in Tamei, Hivim, Tahori. They say, can this thing become Tamei, this thing not come tomorrow? The Ein Mevin, no one's going to know, Hivim, Tahori, Hivim, Tamei, if it's going to be Tahori or Tamei. Gemara says, wait a second. The Hedjik Sivvei, it says, Kola Ocha, Asher Yachel, it says in the Torah, so it's funny. The Gemara says, Torah is going to be forgotten, but not real everything. You know, the apostle, they're not going to forget. Which is interesting, because if you look at Navi, they mamash forgot everything. Like they came out with, in Nehemiah they knew nothing. They came out with the what was in times of Chizkiyahu, I forgot which one, and they opened up the Torah and they had no idea what was going on. It really was totally forgotten. But here he's saying they're not going to know whether it's to not know whether this thing is makabel tumah or not. That's not going to be forgotten. That's a beferish pasuk. It says mikol ochel asher yochel asher yevol of mayim yitma. If it's water comes onto it, you can become tamei. So Gemara says, Elo, no, her question was going to be leida im rishonehi im shnihi, to know whether food become a rishon or a sheni. The ain maven, and no one's to know whether food can become a rishon or a sheni. Do we know whether food can become a rishon or a sheni? I don't know. So he says hanam mastisin here. That's not going to forget. That's a beferish mishnah, right? To Kedatnam, we have a mishnah in Kalim. Who's going to forget the Mishnah of Kalim? Right, V'hatanan, ha-sheret she-nimsa batanor, so the sheret that's inside the earthenware oven, again, the earthenware oven only is makabel tumah from the inside, not from the outside, so ha-sheret she-nimsa batanor, ha-pasha besochel shnia, the bread inside becomes a sheni l'tumah, she-atanor t'chila, the sheret is the av, the oven becomes the rishon, and the food inside becomes a sheni. So mistapik lu, so the Gemara says, no, what's their suffix going to be? Mistapik lu, it's a real lumdish suffix that they're going to forget. Had the Amrali Rav Adar Rav Avah LaRava, that which Rav Adar Rav said to Rava, lechse hatanur keman demalei tuma. When we say that the sheretz goes in, when the sheretz goes in to the pot, does it mean now that the sheretz's pot is rishon and then the food becomes a sheni, right? So he said lechse hatanur keman demalei teme tevi pas rishon. Or do we say that when the sheretz is inside, it's as if the sheretz takes up the entire space of the oven, and if the food goes inside, it's as if it's touching the sheretz. So the food would become a rishon as opposed to a sheni. So right, that's their shaila. Let's say haytenuru command the mole tuma tavi pas rishona. Amrale lo armina lechse haytenuru command the mole tuma. We say, or do we say not? Titania, because we have a brisa that says yochli yukola kalim itam the avishal klicheres. Maybe all the kalim would also become tuma just by going into the airspace of the klicheres, right? Because you would assume that the klicheres is now filled with the sheretz, right? I mean, every klicheres tamalomar. It says next to it that anything that's inside become tamei, and then the ochel asher yachel ochlin umashkim mitam ba'avikli charetz and kelim mitam ba'avikli charetz. Only the ochel becomes tamei in the airspace, not other kelim. Well, that's going to be their shaila. It's going to be this in-depth shaila about tumah v'tahara, but that's going to be considered as if they forgot Torah.
Right.
Clearly, this was basic for them. Tumah v'tahara was basic for them. It was very fundamental for the way they lived their lives. They lived with the Tumah v'tahara was a constant. So that it is fundamental for them. Right? That's right. That was what I said before. And it's interesting to say that that's considered forgetting Torah. We don't even know the Mishnah to begin with. So not only did we forget it, we never knew it to begin with. All right. So Tanya, Rav Shimon Yochai says, no. Typical Rav Shimon Yochai, he says, Chas v'sholom shetishakach Torah Yisrael. God forbid that Torah will be forgotten from Yisrael. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Ki lo sishakach mipizaro." It will never be forgotten. Elam ma ani mekayim yishot v'luvakech shadvar Hashem v'lo yimtzau. What do I? The pasuk says they're going to be traveling back and forth in the land, and they're not going to find it. So what are they not going to find? Shelo yimtzu halacha brura mishnah brura b'makom acha. They're not going to find that they have one person who knows everything, can answer everything in one shot. They're not going to find that someone who has clear halacha and he has clear svara. In one place, one person will be an expert in this, one person will be an expert in that. That's what it means they're not going to be able to find it. Okay? Stop here for tomorrow.
Good Kodesh.